3 lockdowns, 20 plus U-turns. We can't trust the Tories, but workers' action can win on health, safety, jobs and pay. We can't believe a word this Tory government says. We can't trust a thing it does. Going into lockdown 3, working class people can only rely on our own strength and organization. This is the lesson we can draw from the education workers' fight for school safety. One day Johnson says that schools are completely safe, the next he says they must close. Education workers had been saying for weeks that schools were covered super spreaders. But he ignored them, and the scientific evidence backing them up. With millions going to work as normal, often on overcrowded public transport, it was obvious that any coronavirus, let alone a 70% more virulent variant, would spread like wildfire. But he did nothing. Why? Because having workers in the workplaces to make profits for the Tories' big business friends comes before the lives and livelihoods of working class people. We couldn't trust the Tories to test and trace, handing contracts to their cronies in the private sector, so they could make a quick buck. And we can't leave the vaccination program in their hands either. Health service workers themselves should be involved in deciding how and where the vaccines are administered. The production and supply should be taken out of private hands and democratically planned to ensure that everyone who needs a vaccination gets one as speedily and safely as possible. In the first covered wave, hundreds of health workers, bus drivers and others died unnecessarily because of inadequate PPE and safety measures. On the buses in London, in Royal Mail and other workplaces, workers organized and took action themselves to ensure that health and safety measures were introduced. Before the latest mega U-turn, education workers were taking direct action to ensure that nobody was at risk from unsafe schools. Following their lead, workers elsewhere need to get organized, fight for workplace safety, jobs, and conditions, and put pressure on their trade union leaders to act, not put their members' interests on hold as they did in the first lockdown in the name of a fictional national unity with the bosses. 10 months of COVID crisis and it's pretty clear that we are not all in this together. The food bank queues are getting longer, working class people are struggling to pay their bills and face losing their jobs and homes, while the super rich get richer. This new lockdown could push millions over the edge. But a coordinated campaign by the trade unions nationally could force this government, 20 U-turns and counting, to cough up the money needed to make sure that workers are guaranteed full pay and decent benefits, and don't suffer economically during this lockdown. But it's not just the Tories that we can't trust to defend our interests. Labour leader Keir Starmer was also calling for schools to stay open, when it was obvious that for safety reasons they needed to close. We need to fight for a political voice for workers, a new mass party that puts our interests first, not those of big business and the rich. We say 100% for all workers furloughed, isolating, working from home, or having to stay at home because of workplace or school closures, trade union and workers' control of workplace safety and what constitutes essential working, step up the vaccine program under the democratic control of health service workers and professionals, no trust in capitalist politicians. Join the fight to build a new mass party of workers and young people. Socialist planning, not capitalist chaos.